Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 25. It's important to know that a person's thoughts are not under his direct control to the same degree as his behaviors are. A person's mind is always busy, does not stay focused on one topic. And one of the first skills to try to learn and master is to learn how to control your thoughts, to remove the distractions and confusions, and to concentrate on one subject at a time. That's not so hard. That sometimes can be hard because we have in our minds a heavy burden of many, many things that are in there was seen and was stored. And whether it's a major importance, minor importance, once it enters the mind, it could distract you. Similar to someone has a heavy physical burden on top of him, it'll be hard for him to remove it. And thoughts about one matter, though, could push away thoughts on another matter. So there is skills that could be learned of quieting the mind and the chatter, and to focus on one thought at a time. And, you know, Shabbos may be a good time to try to do this when things are calmer. And there are ways to do it. And you need to daven for it as well. And the mindfulness of concentrating on living in the present has great value. And if the person's focus is on growth, you know, that they just want to grow from situations, then they will be able to develop a peace of mind no matter what the specific situation is, because they'll look beyond it. They'll always think about, okay, what does Hashem want me to do in this given situation? And those thoughts themselves, recognizing the Hashgacha practice of something, will help you your thoughts to remove racing thoughts and to focus on, okay, where am I at now? What do I need to come to do now? What do I need to think about now? And confusion comes when there's a lot of worry. There's worry about outcomes. And the real key really is to try to focus on what you're doing right now. And if what you're doing right now is straight, it's just, it's clear, it's something you need to try, then you'll be saved from a lot of confusion by saying to yourself, the results of it is not in my hands. I'm doing what I need to do because Hashem wants me to. He wants me to think this way and do something this way. And the results is in Hashem's hands. One could repeat to themselves also that I have the ability to overcome trivial disturbances, whether they're positive, whether they're negative. I have the ability to do that. That's another idea of looking at it, because a lot of the distractions we have and a lot of the thoughts that annoy us or bother us are indeed trivial. Sometimes there's a major thing going on, and that's understandable. It's much harder to move your mind off of that, although there are ways to do that as well. But there are many things that are trivial that just annoy us that we need to learn how to move away from us and realize this is trivial. And trained to think along what the tachlis is, what the purpose is. See, anxiety is sort of like the opposite of peace of mind in a sense. It's an uncomfortable feeling we have. And in modern times, we drown out that anxiety many, many cases. Anxiety generally is for our benefit when it's there to warn us against danger. It's a cue to keep us away from harm. But anxiety could become counterproductive if it's not a real threat. So unnecessary anxiety, we tend to try to flee from it or whatever it is, or fight it. And the idea is to tell yourself when these things happen that feeling anxiety is not pleasant, but I could deal with it. Usually gets milder when you think along those lines and say, okay, but what am I going to do now about something? And usually when you do that, the anxiety goes down as well. And the peace of mind gets stronger. You know, when a person is on vacation, really on vacation, the mind is more at rest. Shabbos, very often, the mind is more at rest. It's a good time to practice that restful mind so that when you're back into real life and real situations, you'll learn how to maintain that presence of mind and that clarity. The subject we're going to talk about after peace of mind, which we're going to start today, is the simcha of doing mitzvahs. The simcha of doing mitzvahs, by the way, is connected to what we just said in the last couple of shiurim about peace of mind, because the simchas hachayim of life in general, of having gratitude for being alive, and the simcha of not only that, of actually being mekayim mitzvahs, which means you're doing the will of Hashem, you're trying to do the will of Hashem, could fill a person with such happiness and pleasure that these anxieties fall on the wayside if you really focus on the simcha of the mitzvah. If someone believes, again, the ways of Torah are pleasant, someone's excessively stringent, there's other types of issues where people use Torah in a negative way, that indeed could harm the person. That's the sam hamavis if you're not zaycha. But if you're zaycha and you have the right hadracha, then the Torah is mamash sam hachayim. It's a medicine for life. Her ways are pleasant. Her ways are beautiful. And that itself, when we recognize that a mitzvah is not to be a burden on us, Rav Moshe Feinstein talked about this a lot, rather to think that mitzvahs are given out for our benefit, for our pleasure, then you feel a simcha whenever you do a mitzvah. And that removes a lot of anxieties that people have and allow people to have more of a clarity, a more presence of mind, more meaning in their life that will drive them to be energized with a joy and with their inner peace. The Chafetz Chaim writes that because we became so involved in worldly matters, we lost our sensitivity to the great amount of happiness and joy that we have the potential to experience when we perform a mitzvah. It's like a person that was granted an audience with a mighty and powerful emperor. And if the emperor is impressed with the person says, he will give directive to have it recorded in his personal diary. And that's a tremendous joy to the subject, to the person that's serving the emperor. And when he returns home, he could say about his experience to his friends and neighbors. His face will glow with excitement when he talks about how the emperor was so happy and excited about his own words. And his joy would be noticeable to all. And even if he was worried about some personal problem before, he'll forget about it because he's so thrilled that the emperor was so happy with him. And over the next few years, whenever he would meet others at a party or gathering, the audience with the emperor would come up as a conversation, and that would be always a source of joy for him. How much the emperor was pleased with him. And if you find that nachas from even a mortal human being, an emperor, who will ultimately die, and whose glory is short-lived. So the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine a person to feel joy when he does something that finds favor of the creator of the universe, Hashem himself. It should give us a tremendous amount of joy. When we're doing a mitzvah, we're doing what Hashem wants. The Melech Malchi Amlochim is thrilled with you that you're keeping Shabbos, that you're lighting Chanukah Lecht, that you're keeping a Seder. So that's such an important thing. And the Chafetz Chaim asks, this is in Shem Oilam, by the way, Chelek Beis Perek Yud Aleph. Says, does such a thought enter your mind even once a week or once a month or at least once a year to feel as much joy and pleasure in fulfilling a mitzvah as a man who has an audience with the emperor and the emperor was pleased with him? The Torah says that you should feel more happiness and pleasure in serving Hashem than we should feel as if we would experience all the pleasures that exist. So you can look it up in the Shem Olam itself. But that joy of mitzvahs, which is the next chapter of Gateway to Happiness, is connected directly to the peace of mind concept and the focus of one's thoughts. If your focus is to serve Hashem and figuring ways of doing it, a lot of the anxiety falls to the wayside and menuchas hanefesh and simcha comes in its place. Bracha natzlacha.